French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Caesar salads. Without a doubt, this is history's most unconquerable of all Caesars. Go anywhere in the U.S., and from truck stops to swank spots, this is the one salad you are most likely to encounter. Okay, well, maybe outside of a small tossed, but what is that? A catch-all, if there ever was one. You don't even know what dressing will adorn it, much less the principal cast members within. I'll grant you there are worthy contenders that could have been king. The Cobb salad, the Greek salad, the Waldorf salad. Hey, what about the chef's salad? But no, none could defeat Caesar. You can go to a Caribbean fast food chicken restaurant in Miami, a fine hotel restaurant in London, or an Oriental diner in Oklahoma, and Caesar would be rendered unto you. And the salad was not begot in old Italia, not by a Mexican jumping bean long shot. It was created by an immigrant in Tijuana, Mexico, named Cesar Cardini from the old Lago Maggiore region of Italy. And fittingly, the creation allegedly took place on the 4th of July weekend of 1924. Mr. Cardini had a series of restaurants there in Tijuana, one of which was named Caesar's Palace. Gamble on this tale if you like. Though Senor Cardini did have a restaurant up in San Diego, he probably liked the one in Tijuana much better, at least for cash flow purposes. There was no prohibition in Tijuana in 1924. How anchovies were added to the original salad is the source of much discussion and some serious argument. Some say Caesar's brother, Alessandro, might have had the idea. Alessandro? The salad became very popular with Hollywood stars who visited Tijuana. Julia Child herself recalls having one when she visited there from Pasadena with her family when she was very young in the 1920s. The Caesar salad was even once voted by no less than the International Society of Epicures in Paris as the greatest recipe to originate from the Americas in 50 years. My first book, A Feast of Sunlight, contains a recipe for a Caesar, so I admit I love them too. The testing of a recipe really gets you inside the structure and balance between ingredients, and that is the beauty of a properly made Caesar, balance. When you are working with things as robust as anchovies, mustard, garlic, and even the beautifully powerful Parmesan, it's important that there is the proper proportioning going on, or it won't be the conquest you'd hoped to achieve. And one of the most important ingredients of all, one that might be glossed over, is the fresh lemon juice. It must be fresh. It lightens up the dressing in a magical way. And more proof that cuisine is in a state of near constant makeover is the very lettuce used. It is likely of Greek origin. Romaine is the name. You'd be considered logical if you thought it emanated from Rome. But no, romaine came originally from the Greek island of Kos. So there you go. And one thing is for sure, you won't be getting a Greek salad with it. This is making me hungry. I'm going to create a BLT sandwich today, and instead of lettuce and mayo, I'm chopping up a Caesar and sticking it on bread with the bacon and tomatoes. Who knows? It might be famous one day. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.